Hi.
Yes, I'm not Dr. Una, but my name is Cheta Anachuku and I'm her daughter. Before you get into the episode, I wanted to tell you about an amazing new masterclass my mom will be hosting on Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. EST, called The Top 3 Ways to Attract Patients to Your Private Practice in 2024. She will share the strategies that are working in her private practice and in the practices of her clients who are running seven-figure practices. It's not one to miss, so head over to save your spot at entremd.com/workshop. That's www.entremd.com/workshop. And be sure to share this with the private practice owners in your life. They will love you forever. Now, here's Dr. Una.
Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una.
Well, hello, hello. Hope you are having an amazing day. And I am so grateful that I get to be a part of your day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reviewing. Thank you for sharing. Truly, truly, truly appreciate you. All right. Today, we are going to be looking at my number one strategy for mental toughness. Now, as an entrepreneur, one of the things you will require is mental toughness because there are many things that don't go according to plan. There are a lot of things that take longer than you would think. There are a lot of things that are harder than you would think. And to succeed, you literally have to live outside your comfort zone. The haters will come out of the woodworks. People will talk bad about your product or your service, which is like your baby, so it really hurts. And you have to have some mental toughness to handle all of this, okay? Now, before we go into it, our sponsor for this episode is the Freedom Formula Masterclass, and it is a super amazing 12-week course, completely virtual, that gives you the coaching, the community, and the accountability that you need to thrive. As you know, I've been saying this since forever, and especially now that we're in the middle of a pandemic and about to face a recession, as they say, I believe that this is our time to pivot, to innovate, to do the work that is required to thrive. And I am supporting doctors to do just that. So if you're a physician and, you know, you're like, yes, I want to thrive. Yes, I want to do really well in spite of all of this. And you're looking for a community of doctors just like you who are willing to do what it takes and who support each other and are in a very positive environment and have the accountability, then the Freedom Formula Masterclass is just for you. So check it out, entremd.com/freedom. And as a listener, you get 50% off the investment, a whole 50%. Just use the coupon code podcast. All right. So back to mental toughness. Now, my number one strategy for dealing or creating mental toughness is celebrating wins. And I grew up being a little on the negative side. So this is something I had to learn, but I celebrate everything. When I do my group coaching calls, it's the most amazing thing. We start with celebrating wins. And usually people are like, nothing really happened. But at the time we dig it all out, they're like, oh my goodness, I'm amazing. I'm like, yes, you are. And if you could do this, imagine what else you could do. And it's awesome. So you may go like, I don't know about all that, but work with me. Okay. I was worse than you. All right. Now, I had a client not too long ago, and she had come on a call. This was a private coaching client, and she had come on a call, and she was feeling kind of down. She was like, I don't think I did what I was supposed to do. And then we started going through it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to repackage everything you told me, and I'm going to give it back to you, okay? And you tell me what you think. And what she had done is she had taken her business that was a brick and mortar business, and she had pivoted, and she had made it all online. And in the previous call, we had worked out a strategy to keep her revenue the same. So she had taken it online. She was on track for her revenue to be the same. She was working shorter hours, and she had all this extra time to spend with her family. And I was like, what? And she's like, well, when you put it that way, I'm like, yes, we should celebrate this. This is so amazing. And I say that because it is so easy to see what is not working, right? That's natural, right? Seeing problems, really natural. Seeing wins, we actually have to train ourselves to see those. Same way if you look at a, you know, big white sheet that has one dot on it, chances are you'll see the dot and you won't see the whole sheet. You know what I mean? So we have to learn to look in those sides. So we know, hey, I may not be where I want to be, but I'm definitely not where I used to be. Let's keep going, okay? Because that's what gives you that mental attitude, all right? So it's celebrating wins. And when I talk about celebrating wins, sometimes people are like, well, nothing's changed. I'm like, oh my gosh, you are building a foundation. You have the foundation completely built out. Of course, nobody sees it because it's in the ground. And I say that to say this, your wins could either be tangible or they could be intangible, right? They're not all results. They're not all money in the bank. Okay. And we're going to talk about the different kinds of wins you should celebrate. And there's three of them. Okay. So win number one would be mindset changes, right? You can't see them. You can't put it in the bank, but they're powerful because that's what creates the changes in the bank, right? So I had a doc that I was talking with, and she's like, you know, somebody wanted me to come speak at her event, and, you know, and this is how I negotiated, and this is, you know, how much I'm getting as a keynoter. And she was like, oh my gosh, like 3 months ago, I never would have done that. I would have just done it for free. I wouldn't have asked any questions and all of that. She was like, it shocked me how much my mind has changed. Now I know better. So I celebrate that because that's a win. That's a mindset change, okay? Maybe you're the kind of person, if something went wrong in your business, you'd quit, or you throw a tantrum, or you'd be depressed for 2 days and something happens and you're like, get in line. That's a mindset change. Maybe the first time you had a bad review, you cried, you tried to change your entire business, you wanted to quit. You're like, I can't do this. I'm not good and all that stuff. And this time you got a bad review. Now, please understand what I mean. Not a, you know, this is someone doing a tantrum on your Google review page, not necessarily something you're doing wrong, but you saw it and you're like, you know what? I know who I am. I know what I have to offer. I know what I do is a really good service. If there's something to learn from the review, I'll learn it. I'll keep it moving, but I'm not going to let this phase me. Now, when you go from, I almost got depressed to get in line, I mean, that's huge. And that's a mindset shift. And you should be celebrating that because it's a change. Every external change starts internally, right? So that's the first kind of win you should be celebrating. And you should celebrate it often, right? When you notice that they're, you know, maybe you're the kind of person, you protect your own turf. You don't believe in collaboration. You don't believe in working with others. Maybe you secretly wanted to, but you couldn't. And you find yourself now being a really good collaborator. That's something to celebrate. So it's not tangible. It's not money in the bank, but it's a win. The second kind are changes in actions, the kind of actions that you take. So maybe you're like me. And you're an introvert. And when you think about putting yourself out there for business, you almost die. You know, you almost die. You're like, I can't do this. Or you think about doing a Facebook Live. You're like, live? Like, I'm not doing a Facebook Live video. Like, my face on the World Wide Web? That's not happening. Speak from a stage? No. You know, like, you think of all those things and you're like, I can't. I'm just not going to do it. You know what I mean? And maybe, even though you were kicking and screaming, you did it. Maybe you took on a challenge and you did. That's one of the challenges I had for one of the group programs that I'm running. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to do Facebook Lives Monday through Friday. And, you know, you're going to get over this and we're going to do it. Of course, they have the support to do it. But, you know, now when they're done with that, that's a win. Maybe you got new clients from it. Maybe not. Right. But it's a win because you put yourself out there, you know? So when you take those kind of actions, you should be celebrating them. The first time you speak on stage, you should be celebrating. The first time you make an offer from stage, you should celebrate, even if nobody bought your stuff, right? Because you did it. So you should be celebrating, right? So those are somewhat intangible, depending on what the action is. But yeah, you should be celebrating those. Then the third type, which is the type you would more easily recognize, are results, right? So, you know, tangible results. And, you know, so maybe you just started a practice and you know you've grown the revenue by 30%, or maybe you launched a new service and you got your first four-figure check, or maybe you launched a program, you've done some before, but this was your first six-figure launch, whatever it is. But those are results. Or maybe you have a practice and this was the first time you saw 20 patients in one day. Yay! Oh my gosh, I still remember the day I saw 5 patients in one day. I celebrated. I've been doing this a while, I think. This was 10 years ago. I celebrated. I was like, what, a whole 5? That's less than 1 an hour. But, you know, so celebrate. What that does for you, it helps you acknowledge the progress that you've made and the, you know, helps you acknowledge that the work that you're doing, the work ethic behind it is working. And you just need to stay consistent and things will continue to get better. And if you hear consistent, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not consistent. I did a podcast episode just for you. It is how to unleash the power of consistency, especially if you haven't been. So go check it out. Okay. But we all have what it takes if we build the right systems and have the right focus. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to your social media platform and I want you to share a win with me. Celebrate a win. I am so happy because I XYZ and tag us. Hashtag EntreeMD wins. Okay. EntreeMD wins. I'll be looking out for them so I can celebrate with you too. I love celebrating. Okay. But how do you celebrate and have a lousy attitude? You can't do it. How do you celebrate and you're discouraged at the same time? You can't do it. You need to keep your wins. They are yours. You need to keep them at the forefront of your mind. You need to celebrate. Nobody's going to celebrate you more than you celebrate yourself. Okay. So do that. If you feel, I don't want to put it all the way out there, then come to the EntreeMD group, all right? So if you're not a part of it, just go to EntreeMD on Facebook and click to join. You'll have 3 simple questions. You can answer those and we'll be good. But, you know, celebrate it, put it there. If you don't want to put it on your personal page, put it there and the whole community, we will celebrate you, okay? So celebrate your wins. This is a new thing that you do. It will give you endless positivity. It will give you endless energy to run after your goals and, you know, it'll change everything. So that's my number one strategy. I have others, but this will be enough for today. So go post your win, hashtag EntreeMD wins, and I will see you on the next episode.
If you love this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and review it on iTunes. As you go about your week, remember, you're not just an MD, you're an EntreeMD. Don't forget to tune in next week for another great episode. Until next time.